As always, the Lord invites us to remember the purpose of why we do, why we engage in the disciplines of discipleship. And he begins this gospel reading by saying, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them." So we need to be very careful to say, well, I want to bear the ashes on my forehead so I could be a witness. Because to whom are you giving witness? To yourself or to your God? Jesus said, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no reward from your Heavenly Father." In the same gospel, Jesus says, we are the light of the world. A light is visible. And then Jesus says, make sure that you do these things to point people to God and not to yourself. So it's important to understand why we are engaging in this familiar practice today. First of all, it is to remember the commitment of our God towards us. His love for us in creating us is not abandoning us to sin and death when we abused our freedom of choice. That the eternal Son of God came to share in our humanity in all things but sin, to teach us how to live in a right relationship with our God and one another. The obedient Son of God comes into conflict with a world created by God to be good, but is wounded by the sin of disobedience. This is why Jesus faces the cross. He dies on it and rises from the dead. By his death, due to his obedience to the Father, he has overcome the consequences of why we face death, which is due to disobedience. So his death has put death to death. It has changed the finality of it all to an entrance to all that God has promised. For God is eternal and calls us to live from an eternal perspective and calls us to live with him eternally. That's why one of the sentences offered during the imposition of ashes is to remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. These moments on earth are indeed just a moment in view of eternity. And we remember the commitment of our God who loves us and invites us to love him with a commitment. So this is a time to remember God's commitment, but to renew our commitment to God. There are times in which we have not been committed to God. When we come forward, we will receive the ashes imposed upon our foreheads and the sign of the cross. In the early church, that is how the sign of the cross was made, on the forehead. Or just like in the United States, enslaved people in the Roman Empire were marked with the brand of their owner. But Christians would say, this is who I really belong to. And so people need to know, even when we don't have ashes on our forehead, do we belong to Christ? They need to know that not just on Ash Wednesday. They needed to know that yesterday. They needed to know that tomorrow. And insofar as we have not lived in a way that says, by our manner of life, by our manner of conversation, that we belong to Christ, we are still in need of conversion. So this day is also a time of renewed conversion. It is a process. And we want to cooperate with the love of God at work within us to make sure we don't regress. And part of that conversion with the cross placed on our forehead is to remember that repentance means a change of mind, not just sorrow for sin. Sorrow for sin is very important. But then it's to have a change of mind about what sin can do for us. It can do nothing good for us. And so we want to cooperate with God to resist the invitation to sin, to renounce the lure of sin. What is our motivation? The commitment of our God to love us and our renewed commitment to love God. So when we hear during the blessing of the ashes that we receive forgiveness in response to the works of penance, it doesn't mean we are working for our salvation. The Lord influences us to engage in a change of mind. The mind regulates our actions. So if we have a change of mind that's conformed to Christ, then we have a change of actions that reflect that we belong to Christ. This is a time to remember God's commitment of love towards us and to renew our commitment to God. This is a time to renew our desire to undergo the process of conversion. And therefore, we need to follow through by cooperating with God. The ashes on our forehead is a sign of penance. And we read that in the Old Testament, such in the prophecy of Daniel. And so, how will we cooperate with God during this Lenten season to repent and believe in the gospel? That's the other sentence that is said when ashes are imposed on our foreheads. Certainly, that will mean sacrificing things. It will mean being more resolute in avoiding the near occasions of sin. Certainly, we're not going to say, I'm going to try to stop bad habits with the intention of resuming them on Easter Monday. Lent is a time of growth, and so the hope is, as we cooperate with the grace of God, that we experience more freedom on Easter Monday than we did on Ash Wednesday. But in addition to giving up things, we need to take up things. And I encourage you to look at our website at holyfamilyrandallstown.org/Lent, or pick up the Sunday bulletin, or look at our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram, or participate in our FlockNote email system, and the way to join that is in the bulletin, to learn about new and continuing events that will help us to observe a Holy Lent. It's a way to cooperate with our God, who takes the initiative to draw us back to himself. If we have this unsettled understanding that I'm just not doing what God calls me to be, and to do, that's not self-hatred. It is a call to remember that we're beloved children of God, we're blessed to be his beloved children, and we want to behave in that way. God has never given up on us. We should not give up on ourselves or each other. When we come up to receive the ashes, the cooperation not only includes how we interact with God, but how we interact with one another. We're called to support one another in this desire for growth, to move it from desire to, again, following through on it. And that means encouraging each other to follow through with cooperating with God, and to not give up if we stumble, but to get back up and to continue on that path of conversion. If we do not know the purpose of why we are doing these things, then all we're doing is parading around with ashes on our forehead, and we will receive no recompense from our Heavenly Father.